Ooh, DJ Cash era.
I love that. Honored to have her here. Well, she's here all the time, but now she's in the studio with me, socially distanced. It's okay, friends. On the other side of the microphone, DJ Cash era. Congratulations, first of all. I mean, of all the DJs in Chicago, number two. I know you're saying, number one would be nice, but number two, that's sure not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. I appreciate it. Thank you.
So what do you do? Explain. Maybe I say you're a DJ, so you go into clubs. Well, you did. You don't mm-hmm. now. Or maybe you do still on occasion as things open up a little bit. Tell me.
Gotcha. Yeah, so I mean, now that things are opening back up, I am back in more so lounges than clubs. But yeah, it's been everywhere. Lounges, bars, birthday parties, whatever it is. If they need a DJ, I'm more than willing to come out and spin.
What's the biggest and spin? What? Not personally. You mean spin the...
Spin the records, yeah.
Records? You still use that word?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All right. I have vinyls at home, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So you'll be shocked at this, I'm sure. At WGN Radio, back in the day, when I first began doing this, I was a radio log keeper. I was an intern. It was up on Addison Street, the radio station was. And I was talking to Marlene in our promotion department about this earlier, so it's on my mind. And they actually had record spinners they were union. And they would, WGN didn't play a lot of music. For the music WGN played, also the commercials were on vinyl.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even put commercials on vinyl.
I still have a couple of those, and the vinyl is so thick. It feels different than your record feels somehow. And the commercials were even on vinyl. And they had these people that were union that would do nothing but play the records.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, Steve, I learn something new from you every Sunday, every week.
I don't know. So it comes back to how did you say, at what point in time did you wake up and say, this is what I want to do?
No, I never did that. I went to Columbia from 2013, graduated in 2017. And I originally just wanted to do radio. I wanted to just be on air, and that was it. I always got told that I had a voice for radio. And my freshman year, just on a whim, I needed one more class to be seen as full-time to keep my scholarship. And my college advisor just told me, well, take the DJ class. It's an easy A. And everyone wants to hear a class is an easy A when they're like a freshman. When they're any year in school, they want to hear it's an easy A.
Yeah, yeah.
And I took the class, and I excelled more than anyone expected. And my professor was DJ INC, so the semester ended in December.
So hang on a second. I'm sorry to interrupt. Your professor was who?
DJ INC. It stands for I Need Cash.
And is that how you got your DJ moniker that you followed? That?
No, my DJ name came from Facebook.
Explain that.
So I was just going by DJ Casera at first. It's my first name. And my mom just kept asking, you know, are you going to get a DJ name or no? And I went on Facebook, and people just like to interact. They love to be in the comments and argue about things. So I was like, you know what? I'll give them something to like do that's productive. And I asked people, what should my DJ name be? And I got like over 500 comments, and I saw just DJ Cash Era, and it stood out. And I was like, yeah, we'll go with that one.
Do you remember any that you thought? And it was a while ago, so if you don't, that's okay. Do you remember any that, oh my gosh, I can't believe they're suggesting that one.
DJ Mixing C. I used to like just mixing and then like the first letter of my name. Someone just said stick with Casera, and I'm like, no, that's lame. Like, my name is great, but no.
What's the biggest DJ job you ever had, the most people that you DJed in front of?
Ooh, I would probably say... there's two big events. Last year, BET did the launch party for Lena Waithe's series called 20s. And there were about 1,000 people there. And this was like right before COVID shut everything down.
Uh-huh.
That, and then Young Chicago Authors does an event called Louder Than a Bomb. And they have it at Roosevelt Auditorium Theater. And it sells out every year. And I DJ on the final stage there. So those are like the two events that I DJ for the most people.
But you've also DJed, I know, at some high-profile events.
Yeah. Last year, I did All-Star Weekend. So I got to meet Scottie Pippen. That was cool. I ran into Queen Latifah. That was also pretty nice.
Wow. What did she have to say about your DJing?
She didn't get to hear me DJ.
No.
I went just to see a concert, but I did open for Ghostface Killah last year.
Who?
Ghostface Killah.
Okay.
He's a very prolific 90s rapper.
I believe you.
I've opened for Chance the Rapper, Jamila Woods.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. Who's the coolest person you've met doing what you do?
The coolest person I've met?
Not
you,
the
Steve.
Not at the radio station.
The coolest person I've ever met.
Like someone like Chance the Rapper. Ooh. Somebody like that.
Chance the Rapper was cool.
What makes someone cool?
What makes them cool? You know what? For me, like, they're just down to earth. I feel like a lot of artists, when they get to be a certain like level of fame, they just lose like the personality, just to be like a normal person. Like, at the end of the day, you go home the same way I do. So I consider someone cool when they just have a general conversation. It's not always about like what they've done and who they are. It's just like, hey, I'm so and so. How are you today? So that's what I think makes someone cool.
Well, I think you're pretty cool yourself.
Thanks, Steve.
What makes you a good DJ, do you think, though?
Because I beat match.
You what?
I beat match.
There she goes again. What's
that? I pay attention to, like, I keep the songs on beat. Like, I pay attention to how
I
transition.
Okay.
That, but I also read the room. Like, I look at who all's in the room and all the different demographics, be it by age, race, like what area I'm located in, all of those things. So I try to play different music that I know will touch every person in the room at some point.
Have you gotten to know, like, more music than you ever would have thought? Everything from maybe, I don't know. I'm
absolutely
guessing, like, everything from Sinatra maybe to,
yeah,
some
I've
current
definitely,
people. Yeah.
Yeah, my music library has definitely grown over the years. I went to London a couple years back, and I got a lot of, like, Afro beats. I'd never listened to Afro beats before that. But even going there, like, I'm able to look at different music and then see how it influences other genres as well. Or like a lot of music that was made decades ago, people are sampling now in newer music.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's nice to know the origin and then see what someone created new today.
Yeah. Is your goal to get people up and dancing, or is your goal to get people to pay attention?
My goal is just for everyone to have a good time. You know, mm-hmm. Like not everyone that goes out wants to dance. Some people just go out just because they had a rough week and they just want to drink and to blow off some steam. And like, that's fine. I respect it. If it's at a party, of course the goal is to get everyone dancing. But yeah, if it's like a lounge, if I can get a foot tap, I'm happy. If I can get like a head nod or just a smile. Like my favorite thing is just when I'm DJing, seeing people in their different groups, just smiling and talking. That's what I love the most.
Can you describe the worst dancer you've ever seen?
Oh, the worst dancer.
So the good news, someone who's willing to let go, but you're thinking in your head, I wish they would almost sit down because they're really, and I'm not talking about alcohol induced. I'm talking about just
they just can't dance.
They cannot dance.
Yeah. About 2 years ago, I was in Wicker Park, and it was after the Wicker Park Fest, and I was doing it's called a DJ drummer duo. So I DJ, and then my friend Ryan, the person, he drums along to the music because he can play to the ear. And we had this random guy just hop up, and it was like, he looked like the blow up thing that you see in front of car dealerships.
Yes.
He looked like, yeah, that, but like he wasn't on beat. He was like dancing to the lyrics of the song and not the beat of the song. It was very awkward to witness. But
so
I mean, he was in it.
Those blow up things that kind of like whichever way the wind goes, right?
Yeah,
and it's going. Psh, psh,
that was him.
Psh, that was him.
But I mean, he was having a great time.
At this point, have people come up to you, young people, and said, "I want to kind of be like you"?
Yeah, I just had someone actually DM me yesterday.
All right.
Asked me to be their mentor. So, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That is so cool. I want to learn more about that because I'm sure we have some folks out there that are thinking, oh, I know someone who's a young person who would like to do a DJ Cashera. Did I say that right?
Yeah, DJ Cashera.
See, I didn't quite get it right. DJ Cashera.
There you go.
Yeah. Around here, you're not known as that. That's kind of your other life. Do you feel like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde a little bit?
A little bit sometimes.
A little bit. We'll be right back with the lady who is now Dr. Jekyll or Mr. Hyde. I'm not sure which, on WGN. Steve Dale here, Steve Dale's Other World. Did I do that okay, DJ?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. We just call her Cash around here. DJ Cash Era.
There you go.
Thank you very much. You know what? Succeeding at something you do.
Mm-hmm.
But still not being 112 years old, you know? You must get, how old are you?
25.
So you must get people, young people, all the time, even teenagers. I'm not talking about six-year-olds.
Right.
You know, people who are thinking about, okay, what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Saying, wow, what she does is so cool. And she is so cool. And the other thing, I'm going to weave like 12 questions in all at once. The other thing that's really cool about you is you are you.
Thank you.
You don't pretend to be anybody else. And that is, that's something to look up to as well.
Thank you. That is major. Yeah, I hold it to a very high regard, knowing like what I represent for a younger generation. When I was in high school, I wasn't seeing anyone that looked like me doing what I'm doing now. Like, I wasn't seeing any female DJs, any queer DJs, any black DJs. Like, I wasn't seeing that. So now that I work in these high schools.
You said that fast, so I'm going to back up a little bit.
Right.
Say that any DJs that are
black, queer.
Meaning you're gay.
Right.
Okay, and?
And or female.
Right. And there was no one for you.
Right. There was no one for me to look up to. And now that I'm older and I work in these schools, because I work with nonprofits that do different programming with high schoolers, like, they get to see me. And I've had several students just always approach me every year, like, I want to do what you're doing, or I love that I get to see someone that I like can relate to doing this. And that's powerful, you know, because for me, I just get up and it's like, yeah, I'm going to go DJ this event. And I don't always think about who's going to see me and what that means for them. But representation is very important. And knowing that I represent so many intersectionalities for someone younger to look up to is a beautiful thing to me. And I hold it very, very dear to my heart.
You know, we were talking earlier in the program to Whitney Reynolds, whose TV show is all about highlighting people who have overcome a variety, depending on what their life is like, whatever personal issues, obstacles, that's the word I'm looking for,
right,
that they've had to overcome and now are in a place where they're inspiring others. Is that a place where you're maybe almost at right now, do you think?
Yeah, I think I'm still on my way there. I mean, I've definitely overcome certain obstacles. I think for me, it's like, I'll feel like I've made it to a better place when I'm able to bring on more people that look like me into the spaces that I occupy. Because most events that I do, if it's multiple DJs, usually I'm the only girl on the lineup. It's all guys. Hmm. And DJing can feel like a very heavy, like, boys club type of setup. So whenever I get the chance to...
Do you ever get a hard time, or did you, before people?
I still
now
do.
They know you. Really?
I still do.
Really?
I still do, yeah. I still get a hard time with certain rooms that I walk into because they're
really?
Like, oh, it's a girl DJ? Like, but is she good? I still get that question all the time where people just doubt it just because I'm a girl.
Hmm.
And
do you consider yourself as a DJ? I mean, you're not up there singing. Do you consider yourself, though, a performer?
Absolutely. Yeah, I dance while I DJ. So,
do
I
you
mean,
really?
Yeah, you'll see me behind the booth dancing. I never stand still. I'm always moving constantly.
Yeah, during my shows, it's mostly me waking you up, you know, but that's a different
story. I can dance, too, in the booth if you would like me to dance while you do
like,
your interviews.
From now on, I want you to dance while I do the
interviews. I can do that.
So you consider yourself kind of a performer as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
Does that make a difference, do you think, in the way you do what you're doing, if you understand what I'm asking? So if you're having a night, I mean, hey, listen, radio performers, when you're on the radio, if you are a singer, I mean, all of us, all human beings have a bad day or a bad night,
right,
or something else is going on in their life, you
right
know, does that, all of that come to mind as if you're a performer, you've got to be on?
Yeah, I feel like with me, I feel like I'm almost always on. Like the moment that I walk outside of my house or I get out of my car, I'm on. Like if I'm in public, then that means I'm on. So anything else is going on, I have to pause it. And I come back to it later. Because, I mean, yeah, I have, like, the DJ Cash Era name, but really that's just me. It's just a nickname. Like, you're still getting authentic Casera. I'm the same person day in and day out. So when I'm on, I'm on. And I'm 100% there. I'm present. My phone is away. If whatever happened before that, I could have been crying 10 minutes before I had to DJ.
Mm-hmm.
You would never know. I wipe all the tears, and I'm in the moment. Once I'm done, I might go cry later. But when I'm working, I'm all work.
And when you're done with that work, a job well done, you consider if, I'm guessing there are smiles on people's faces and they're just moving, if that's the right venue for them to dance in?
Yeah, they're dancing, they're smiling. Someone will always come up and say, like, yo, you were amazing, you know, or I wasn't expecting it to be that great. You beat all expectations that I had set. I love hearing those types of feedbacks. Or someone's like, I liked your set. I followed you on Instagram. That's major. Like, you liked me that much that you went on your phone to follow me and keep up with what I'm doing after this.
What do you want to do eventually?
Oh, That's a heavy question. Eventually, I mean, I can't DJ forever, right? I don't want to be a 50-year-old grandma in the club DJing. So I know that at a point, like, I have to...
Well, 50 isn't that old, Cash. But,
it's not, but I don't want to be 50. Steve, have you ever seen a 50-year-old in the club?
I barely go to clubs, so... See? Yeah,
exactly. I don't want to be the 50-year-old in the club. I'll be the only one there. Eventually, I want to work more full-time in radio with production and imaging, things of that nature.
Oh, you're good at it.
Thank you.
You are very good at it.
Thank you.
Well, congratulations. Number two in the Reader, whatever they did to determine.
Yeah, Chicago Reader Best of 2020 poll.
That's huge, as you would say. That yeah, really is.
Pretty big.
Something to be proud of, and I'm sure I'm not alone. When I say we're all proud of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
That's DJ Cash Era on WGN.